most polls show, like in your research as well, that people feel like they're less free than ever. And it's concerning because that's what makes this country great.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with one of the co-founders of Lincoln Labs, Aaron Jin. He's one of the people putting on the Reboot 2014 conference. Aaron, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for coming, Nick.
Tell us about the Lincoln Labs project. What is Lincoln Labs, and what are you hoping to accomplish with it?
Lincoln Labs started out of a need we saw in the market, was that there were lots of people like myself who were part of the conservative libertarian movement, but who were not organized. And after the 2012 disaster, we decided all that, you know, there was myself, there was Garrett and Chris, like, well, we exist, so other of us people must exist as well. And we also kind of got sick and tired of people saying that everyone our age, everyone who's a millennial, everyone in tech was like, you know, progressive, and they, right, you know, might as well go to become a communist. And it didn't really make sense either to the Valley, because the Valley was so entrepreneurial, so engaged in helping consumers. And so we started the project. We originally started it as a meetup. We met up at a bar in Menlo Park called Oasis. We were expecting a small turnout of 30 people, ended up being over 100. And then we held another one in San Francisco, over 100. Then we held our first hackathon, over 250 people showed up. And the movement started growing and growing, and people were interested in liberty ideas. And a lot of people in technology community feel like they don't have a home anywhere. And
so Lincoln Labs helps provide a home for people who are conservative or libertarian or interested in something other than a kind of doctrinaire left-wing political agenda.
Yeah, they basically don't like what's spewed out by most people who are very successful in tech and, like, you know, are going and helping the progressive movement.
Talk about Reboot. What's the function of the conference, and how will you know if you've succeeded?
We picked the title because we want people to get excited again who believe in liberty.
Right.
And, like, you know, we had a little bit of a slacking over the course of 8 years, both in the sense of policy and also in the sense of, you know, are we actually making traction in the public eye?
And I mean, this is in terms of the Republican Party.
No, just in general.
Okay.
Like yeah. I think people associate the two, but I think it goes one way, but also doesn't go the other way. I think if we're educating people more about what we actually believe, about, like, why we believe in free markets, why we believe in entrepreneurship, I think, like, at least that standing, like, most polls show, like in your research as well, that people feel like they're less free than ever. And it's concerning because that's what makes this country great,
right,
is all of us, like, not the government.
So Reboot, so it's a conference that pulls together conservatives and libertarians. They're being called conservatarians. And, you know, what's the large theme of Reboot, and do you think it's working?
It's been a year, and since we started Lincoln Labs, so this is like it's our anniversary, and I think it's gone pretty well. I mean, we reached over 13,000 people last year, and, you know, we pulled together this conference in 2.5 months, and we sold out on Monday. We actually had to turn people away from who were coming at the door yesterday, and so I think that people are really interested. I think the movement is going forward. I think people in the technology community now are, like, more or less coming out of the closet, that they may actually not want the government involved in every part of their life.
What is the attraction of what you guys are talking about to millennials?
Because I think that perspective, I mean, we're all millennials who started this, is that we're in that camp. Like, we're not partisan. Most of us are not. I vote Republican, and I am a Republican. But if anyone goes and Googles my name, they will see my open criticism of lots of things we do. And I think that represents what technology has sort of brought about in society, which is a sense of transparency and authenticity, and a desire to just fix things, like, make things work and sort of leave us alone. Like, millennials, it's in your poll, like, millennials are almost very similar to technology entrepreneurs. They're almost like ruthless Republicans or ruthless capitalists who don't like welfare states and want to determine their own direction. But they also apply that to their private lives. They really want to be private. They don't want the government to be involved in a lot of that stuff. So I think that Lincoln Labs hits on that same point of, like, we're totally willing to work with people on the other side, like, on education reform, immigration reform. And we're not really interested in partisan bickering. Like, if a Ro Khanna is running in Santa Clara against Honda, you know, wants to come to our events, great. Like, we agree on a lot of issues. And that, I think that's what people are looking at. Of what's what people want from our democracy now is they want people to fix things and like leave us alone, right? So.
All right. Well, that sounds great. We'll leave it there. Thank you, Aaron Jin, co-founder of Lincoln Labs and one of the main organizers of the Reboot Conference. Thanks.
Thanks
for talking to Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie.